Blog Talk Radio.
Trouble getting into the chat room. Internet. I'll do that, and I'll put in today's affirmation as soon as possible. It is August 11th, and time is flying by, as we all know. I hope you are each appreciating every moment. It goes by so fast, and it is not worth spending our time in hatred or anger or any of the above. Whew. There is a lot of that going on out there, and I'll tell you what. Life is too precious to ignore it. Life is too precious to hold on to things that we can't change. We can't change. So, hope your days are good. Let's talk about today, and it looks like my chat room is still not getting rolling. You just never know these days when the internet's going to work and when it's not. So, interesting. We'll go over today's affirmation anyways, even without the chat room, and forgive me for that. Okay, well, that's the way it goes. As the days go by, so wherever you go, there you are. And what does it mean? What does it all mean? I don't know about you, but I have been feeling extremely off balance. And I don't even have the pressures and the stress that most of you have. I was actually, something occurred, you know, out of anyone's control last Friday, and I went into such a whiny mode. Ego just took over. It was really, really bizarre. And tripping over things, it's off balance. I feel extremely off balance. And it's as if, the frequency is changing rapidly. Plus, there is some major meteorite showers going on. Lots of energy going to be passing by this planet. Lots of people are creating energy and through their own frustration and their own behavior. And, of course, anytime there's a political movement like there is in this country now, it is always energy is always spewed all over the place. So let's talk about this. First of all, what we have to realize that in these changing energies, we are going to feel different. We are going to feel weird. And what happens when we feel different, off balance, or weird, we have a tendency to blame other people. We will take the thing that's closest to us or the person that's closest to us and assert blame. It's this person's fault because they didn't follow through. And I think or this thing's fault, I don't have enough money this week, and all of a sudden your ego's got you all whipped into a frenzy. Blame something, blame somebody. It works really, really well. It is a political maneuver that the political world has learned on how to whip people into a frenzy. First you get them into fear, and then you blame, you know, the rest of the world, or you blame immigrants, or you blame this, or you blame that, or blame the president, blame, 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 blame. As if anyone or anything has any power over your life, right? But it's what we do. We don't like change. We don't like to feel out of balance. We don't like to not be in control. Boom, there you go. And control is something you don't have anyways. We have never had it, and there is less of it these days than ever. And I got a request from someone who texted me, and they said, a friend of mine has got issues with their spleen. The spleen. Do you know anything about that? And, well, I said, I know that the spleen is the immune system. And so it could be that the frequency, you know, of the planet is so high, and this person is trying to stuff all that energy into their cells, and their cells aren't strong enough to hold it. That can cause stress on the immune system. That can cause stress or have the spleen be inflamed if you're looking at it on an energetic level. Also, on an energetic level, it means that quit obsessing. Obsessing, obsessing, obsessing. Well, obsessing is about control. Right? I'm an OCD person. Many of you out there are. Many of us are incredibly neurotic. And so I wrote back and, you know, and told them that it's about the, you know, immune system, explained and how each of us should be looking at our diets. The more out of balance you are, the more you feel funky, the more tired you are, the more you're grouchy, the more your digestive system is out of whack, the more we need to look at what we're eating. But we also need to be supporting our systems with, you know, plenty of water and probiotics. So that's on the physical level. And you all know you've been working on this spiritual stuff, and the physical body is the last to catch up. You know, I always say that. But it's the emotional stuff. The emotional stuff that gets to us. The emotional fear, the fear of change, or when change is happening, and change is happening. I have felt all year more weird than ever. I was going to say weirder than ever. I've felt the difference in the energy. I've felt the difference in the frequency. I've tried not to, let myself wander off into that ego mode. We've talked a lot about that this year, and it's still going on, and it is as intense as it could possibly be right now. And so usually, you know, I'm home during the summer. Usually it's so peaceful. It's a time to contemplate. It's a time to, you know, wait for the harvest in September when fall comes. It's a time to, you know, manifest and create. And instead, what we're facing is this intense energy and creating this out of balance feeling. And it's annoying us. It's irritating. It may even be pissing you off. It may be making you angry. I know I have felt that way. So try and get some downtime. Do not put your emotional overload on someone else. Do not blame someone else. Your spouse, your mate has always done yada, 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 and you've always accepted it, and now today you're completely and totally irritated by it. What you need to understand is that ego will take that uncomfortable emotion and blame whoever. And that is just the nature of it. So how do we get out of this? Well, the changes are going to come, and you just need to understand that. And it's a really great lesson in learning to control your emotions. It's a really great lesson in learning to be in the moment and blessing the situation. It's a really great time to understand the kind of changes that you're going through and bring out the peace. Okay, angels, I'm releasing this energy to you. I'm releasing this irritation. I'm releasing this fear. I'm releasing this disappointment. Whatever it may be. And at this moment, it is 11:11 a.m. And since past, present, and future is going on all in the same time, we are all, whether you're listening live or in the portals, I'm sorry, listening. My brain just skipped ahead. Ah, if you're listening live or in the archives, we are all in an 11:11 moment. Ah, take a breath. Focus on what you want. 11:11 on 8:11. Wow. It's all good. So, every moment is an opportunity to contain yourself, to check yourself, to release something that you don't want, to release that negative emotion. Every moment is a gift to you in regards to who you are, where you're going. It is a time to bless the situation or bless a relationship. People, not everybody's going to understand this. You are a holder of the energy. You are the person who, you may be the one person at work who understands energy. You may be the one person on the road that's getting it at this moment. Bless yourself, bless everyone else. Please breathe. Breathe deep, breathe in. And do your best to support yourself. And I'm going to say this, do your best to support your liver, because there's a lot, as emotions are being released, a lot of toxins in the body are being released, or at least trying to be released. So you may find yourself waking up between 1 and 3 a.m., not able to sleep, any of these other things. Milk thistle, by the way, is so good for the liver. Take a couple of those before you go to bed, or a good liver detox, take a couple of those. That's going to help you sleep peacefully. We want to support ourselves through these changes. And remember, it is your change that you are going through. It is your emotional and physical body that is releasing. It is no one's fault. You have brought this on yourself because you have said to the universe, to spirit, to your angels, I am ready for the next level. I am open to receive. I am ready to be spiritual. I want to let go of what has happened in the past. I am ready to move forward on my path. I am ready to receive all my good. And so in order for us to receive our good, we have to let go of the emotions that are holding us back. The emotion of blame right there in ego. And that's what this period of time is all about. And that's what you are learning. For so many of you, you're at different levels of frequency, which means you are at different chakra levels. So there may be love issues. There may be talk about your power. What are your issues regarding your power? That would be your throat chakra. Some of you are not in crown chakra, but you are feeling the energy of that. You are feeling the intensity that requires you to move up. The more spiritual you choose to become, the more you choose to let go of things that aren't working in your life, the more you choose to have love, joy, peace, prosperity, and health, the more you're going to have to release. I cannot stress enough how important this is. And wherever you go, there you are. I love that. Because that was a revelation for me. That's the title of the show today. Wherever you go, there you are. I talk about this in my book, The Eight Keys. Because I grew up in Ohio. And my health was not good. So my health at that time, when I was in my 20s, was all about taking a deep breath of life. It was my asthma. But I thought if I just moved across the country, I would be better. And, of course, there was a time when everything I owned would fit in my car and a couple boxes, you know. And, you know, move across the country. That'll make everything better. What it actually does is just interrupt the flow of energy that's going on in your life, because wherever you go, there you are. You can change jobs. You can change relationships. You can do any of those things. But if you don't take care of you, if you don't take care of what we're talking about today, which is your own emotions, how am I feeling today? Don't be afraid to tap in. Don't be afraid to take a look of where you are at on the spiritual scale of what it is you need to do. I got people talking to me all the time of, where do I go from here? What do I need to do? And what you actually need to do is go inward and figure out what emotions you are feeling. And because oftentimes we will jump into, oh, let me be a healer, or let me do this, or let me quit my job. I'm uncomfortable with my partnership. I'm uncomfortable in my life. I don't want to live where I'm living. When really and seriously, those are not the issue. The issue is inside of you that says, I am discontent. I have emotions that I need to release. So it's and in the end, it's just geography. Whether you're leaving your partner, whether you're leaving your job, whether you're leaving your city, it's just geography. What you really need to examine before you uproot yourself, before you destroy a relationship, before you leave a job, what you really need to examine is you. It's you. Now, I'm going to give you some specific things to do today because I think it's important. We're all feeling these emotions, and we all know how hard it is to stay positive when this energy of imbalance is out there. It is difficult. It's difficult for all of us. The one advantage that I have, maybe over some of you, is I do work from home. I don't get out much, you know, really. I don't have the pressures that you have of jobs or people and traffic and all those other things. But that doesn't, I don't want to say it doesn't matter, because it does. What I want to say is you can still have control over this. You can still be in the moment and be aware and not, you know, melt into a puddle of goo, okay? So let's talk about this. And I've given this advice before, and I want you to have this advice today, because I think we are really experiencing some intensity, and it's only going to get more intense for you. The more you want better in your life, the more you want love, joy, peace, prosperity, and health, the more you have to let go of the old stuff, the more there has to be change, the more the foundation in your life is going to crack. And then you say, but Linda, you said not to change jobs or not to change relationships. I said that, and I mean that. Don't do that first as a cover-up to what you really need to take care of, which is your inward emotions and the releasing you need to do of your own fear, of your own insecurities. Because the angels always say yes. When you want to move up into a higher frequency, the angels always say yes when you say, I am ready for more love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, and perfect divine self-expression in my life. I am ready for that, and the angels always say yes. But in order for you to have perfect divine self-expression, in order for you to have joy, in order for you to have peace, you have got to deal with your fear issues, your lack of self-esteem, the fear you have of change, the way you view yourself, You see, these issues have to be taken care of. And oftentimes this shows up in your life when people call me and they say, nothing's happening right now. That's your time to go, okay, let me take a look at myself. What do I need to know about me? What do I need to know about what's happening? What do I need to know? Give me wisdom and understanding, angels. I need you to understand this. Wherever you go, there you are. And geographically, whether it's leaving a relationship or leaving a city or leaving a job, not, if you haven't dealt with the issue of low self-esteem, if you haven't dealt with your issues of fear of lack of money, if you haven't dealt with the issues, any of your issues, it's just going to be right back in front of your face again. Do you understand? So let's give you a plan of a way to start your day. Remember, you are the commander of your universe. You are the one in charge of things. So we want you to be able to put together, okay, and set up your day. Whether it's you're in the same relationship and maybe that relationship's not working, whether you are in a job that you do not like, no matter what it is that's going on in your life right now, or maybe you're looking for a job, you have got to start your day with a setup. You are the commander. And this is a good way to force yourself to be in present moment. It's also a good way to realize how much power that you do have. And my friends, this is Empowered Life. That's what the radio show is called, and that's what this is all about for you. So, you need to have my affirmation. Now, I'm going to say the affirmation to you, my empowerment affirmation. It is also on my website. If you go to Intention Magnet in the upper bar on my website, it'll take you to where you can buy my magnet with this affirmation on it, plus it's got a beautiful picture. And a great thing to do is possibly take a picture of it. It is pictured there. Take a picture of it with your phone so you have it. And you have the artwork is beautiful. Anyways. And it all means something. And in the middle of that magnet, in the middle of that picture is the Om sign. So let me give you this affirmation. If you're somewhere where you can't write it down, go to my website. At the top, go to Intention Magnet. You'll have a picture of it there. You can either, you know, send me, purchase the magnets or just take a picture of it. Now, it is, I give intent. As we all know, intent is everything. Intent is everything. So you're setting up your day. I give intent to receive. And most of you suck at receiving. So let's, you know, we're going to kick that out of your energy field by you doing this every morning. And I want you to get out of your head and go into your heart when you say this in the morning. I want you to say this. When you wake up in the morning, before you get out of bed, this is what I want you to do. I give intent to receive. You don't have to say it out loud. You can say it to yourself, but feel it in your heart center. I give intent to receive abundance in all its forms. Love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, and perfect divine self-expression. Don't you love that? Say that from your heart center and visualize love. I mean, you can't help but smile when you go, oh, love, joy, peace. Who doesn't want that? Because many times I get people that show up, get a reading or call me or whatever. I don't know what I want. Well, a lot of us don't know what we want to be when we grow up, but who doesn't want love, joy, peace, prosperity, health? During the changes that were taking place in my life, I just, all along, love, joy, peace, prosperity, health. Yes, my foundation was rocked. Yes, I let go of a lot of stuff. Yes, yes, yes. But that's what it's all about. In order to get you from where you are to where you want to be, you need to be focusing on love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, and perfect divine self-expression. Once you have said that, then I want you to stay in your heart center, and I want you to go inward, and I want you to say, okay, how am I feeling today? I really want you to be truthful. You know, we've been taught all along the way that you don't want to dwell on the negative. Oh, my God, don't do the negative. But if you don't acknowledge the negative, if you can't do what I'm instructing you to do, what happens is we're releasing negativity. So you can't just stuff it back down inside and expect to be okay. It's got to go somewhere. So you might as well get rid of it. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to acknowledge the feeling that you have. I'm feeling fearful today. I'm feeling off balance today. I'm feeling scared. I'm feeling depressed. I'm feeling this. I'm feeling that. When you acknowledge it, okay, angels, I am feeling fear today. Let's use fear. And then I just want you to feel it. Okay, angels, I'm feeling fear today, and I am releasing this to you. That's what I want you to do. I just want you to feel it. This provides you with two things. One, you're validating yourself, woohoo, which is good. Nobody validates you but you. And you're releasing, 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 releasing. When you do this, and when you do it from your heart center, literally, my friends, you get rid of a deeply buried, could be from a past life, could be from this life, whatever. In about 10 minutes or so, you're going to recognize, I'm not feeling fearful anymore. Yay, score. You'll be surprised how quickly you can release it, especially when you validate it, especially when you acknowledge it within yourself. Very, very important these days because we have to create space. Once you release that fear or the depression or whatever it is, you have created a space. So then I want you to go into the bathroom and I want you to look in the mirror. And I really want you to take this seriously. I want you to look yourself in the eyes. Most of you don't do that. Most of you don't see yourself when you look in the mirror. So look yourself in the eyes and say, I am the God, or I am the goddess. I am the goddess. I deserve the very best. I am open to receive all my good. I am the God. The energy is within me. I deserve the very best. Look yourself in the eyes. Proclaim it. Now, some of you are going to choke on those words. That's okay. Say them anyways. Because what you are actually doing is taking that void that was created by releasing whatever fear that day or depression or sadness you had, you're releasing that and you create a void. We want to fill that void with the best energy available. And that is, I'm the God. I'm the goddess. I deserve the very best. Yes, you do. And the angels celebrate with you when you get this, by the way. Your angels go, woo, okay, we got another one. Okay? And then I want you to set up your day. Okay, angels, show me a miracle today. Show me a miracle. Show me my joy, whatever it is you choose to have. Show me my joy. Bring me some laughter. Put it out there. Put it all out there. Lay it on the line. What you have to understand is you are the commander of your universe. You cannot run away from this transition that you are in. You wouldn't be listening to this radio show otherwise. Once you set up your day like that, expect to see miracles. When you find yourself in ego, which is negativity of any kind, stuck in traffic, worried about time, in a hurry, time is the most flexible thing we have. I encourage you to learn the mantra, I have all the time in the world. There's a song. I have all the time in the world. I know you don't really want me to sing. I have all the time in the world, no matter what situation you are in. What you're going to do, see, time can be slowed down. Time can be speeded up. Handle this, angels. Time is very flexible according to your perception. When you think about it, push-ups, do as many push-ups as you can in a minute. A minute, it can be really long. Or a minute of complete and sheer total joy can go by so fast. So you have your setup for the morning, and I encourage you to do it. I encourage you to set up your day. I encourage you to set yourself up, and I encourage you to be in present moment to see where your thoughts are going. And recognize when you automatically move into ego. Now, that would be your solar plexus chakra. Your solar plexus chakra is what happens, it's the center of self-esteem. And what happens when you're uncomfortable is that the ego will pop up. That's when you feel like your center of self-esteem, right where your stomach is tied up in knots, okay? Or you're feeling uncomfortable, or it feels like somebody punched you in the gut. That's when you know, okay, ego's popping up. Take a breath and relax into the moment. What do I need to know about this moment, angels? I'm seeing myself playing this out as a whiny child. That was me the other day. It's like, whoa, I haven't been in that mode in a while. Okay. Release, 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 release. This is very, very important. And no matter what you do, try to stay away. I'm repeating myself. Try to stay away from blaming others. Yes, somebody may do something to irritate you, make your day harder. That is still you. You still have a choice of how you want to respond. So this is where we're learning. And the reason it feels like nothing is happening, I have been manifesting and nothing is happening, that's because you are on a very intricate learning path of realizing how easy it is to control your emotion, how easy it is to put spirit back in charge instead of ego responding, okay? You are on this journey to meticulously understand how powerful you are. And this is what needs to happen before you can have whatever else, love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, whatever else you want that's centered around that, the new house, the new job, the new relationship, or whatever. Love, joy, peace, prosperity, and health. First, you have to learn to be in the moment. And just because circumstances happen, it doesn't mean we have to judge them as good or bad. I want you to understand this. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you and your power to create your day and how you choose to view circumstances that are around you. The more you understand how energy works, the happier your life is going to be, the more peace you're going to have, the more you're going to be able to have the faith to get through the changes that are going to happen to you to get you to where you want to be. And sometimes the foundation just has to fall apart. And I understand it's not easy. But say yes, 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 yes. And make my path simple. Whew, show me my joy, angels. Hopefully you understand this. If you have any questions, I'm going to go to the callers now. There's a few of you today. I'm going to take them in order of time on here as best that I can. If I screw up, I apologize. But I got a 509. That's first. You've been holding the longest. 509, you're on the air. Give me your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Linda. Good morning. My name is Erica, and I just kind of want to know, I'll be getting my BA soon, and the next goal would be law school. but we're so limited. There's only like 3 in my state. And so I was very fearful at first that I had to like move away to a different state. But then I realized, like, if I'm going to do it, then might as well go somewhere where I want to go, like, crazy, like Florida or Miami or, I know it sounds really crazy, but, you know, if I'm going to be forced to, then might as well, like, not stick around, you know, in the Northwest. So I just was wondering if you...
What's the question? What's your question?
Like, if you see me going to law school and where... I mean, like,
let me tell you this. Let me just, you need to pay attention to this whole radio show. And what you want to understand is you have a passion. It's a passion of your heart. Are you following me? And you have to understand that the passion of your heart, your desire to do this, the whole universe supports you. Are you understanding me? The whole universe supports you. Now, you got to quit asking, is it going to happen? You have to quit that because basically that's your ego going, I don't believe I can have what I want. And I'm telling you, the whole universe supports your passion of your heart to go to law school. So that's a given. So quit asking that question to anybody. And what you need to be asking and what you need to be putting out there is, okay, universe, okay, angels, show me my path. Where do I need to go next? What do I need to do? You have already put the desire out there. And you are absolutely right, girlfriend. Go to, your attitude was absolutely correct. I might as well go someplace that I'm really going to love. And the whole universe supports you in that also. Do you really think your angels or God or source or whatever you choose to call it want you to be miserable? No, 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 no. The whole purpose of this lifetime for you is to find your power, my dear, and you've got it. It pops up every now and again when you said, I might as well go someplace I'm really going to like. And it's like, absolutely, you get a high five and an attagirl for that. So what you need to do is start thinking about, okay, angels, show me my joy. I want to be an attorney. Make this way possible. Show me the path. Now, you have to understand that this requires you to have faith. This requires you to believe, trust, and attach on how it happens. And that, because we are so driven, and because you are so OCD, like the rest of us, and a bit neurotic, my dear, we like to have everything spelled out now. Here, angels, I want to go to law school. Show me everything now, today. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
And so part of the journey that you are taking is, yes, I deserve to go to law school. Yes, I deserve to be in a place that I'm really going to like. Okay? Just say, okay, angels, show me how to do it. And let go and go have fun. You got to quit obsessing over if or when or what. Maybe you can't see how it could possibly work out, but the universe has got your back. So continue to do your life with a smile on your face, visualizing law school, visualizing your life in a place that you're really going to like, that nice suntan. You know, hopefully your hair can handle the humidity. Mine can't. And wherever it is you want to go, start looking at the map. Start seeing a city. Start looking at colleges. And then say, okay, angels, give me wisdom and understanding. Give me clarity. Show me what to do. And that you may go a whole period of time where nothing is opening up for you, where you got no idea, and this is where you learn your patience, and this is where you learn to trust that the universe is benevolent, has got your back. What you need to do is just visualize, look around, see where you really want to go, and let the doors open up for you. You are supported 1,000%, my dear. In answer to your question, of course. The difficulty is the patience to allow the universe to unfold because I know you're anxious. We make a decision, then the universe creates a synchronicity, which is how we make that journey. And it is up to you to learn it now, because if you try to jump ahead of divine timing, if you try to jump ahead of the universe, it doesn't mean you won't get it. It just means you're going to have a more difficult path. And, you know, I'm all for simple and easy. So let the doors open up. Check out the internet. See what kind of colleges are out there. Feel the excitement of having everything you want. And that's how it gets created. Do you understand?
Yeah, I started looking yesterday online, mapping up neighbor states, but now I don't want to go with that idea. I'd rather, like, go somewhere else, somewhere warm.
Excellent. I can't disagree with you. Why not? Why can't you have everything you want, right? And that's what this lesson is all about for you. And the universe supports you, my dear. So you keep at it. You keep and just say thank you, thank you, thank you for my wonderful college experience. Thank you for opening up the doors. I want you in gratitude every single day. Not, oh, my God, how is this going to happen? Instead, it's like, oh, I can see myself in the warmth. I can see me with the suntan, studying, enjoying it, see myself as an attorney. And, oh, got it? Gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Opens up all the doors. You go, girl. Thank you, baby, for calling in. All right, 415. 415, you're on the air. Give your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Catherine.
Catherine?
And
nice.
Yes. And I'm calling from the Bay Area.
San Francisco. Catherine,
yes.
What's your question for the angels today?
My birthday is coming up at the end of September, so I can get very judgy when it happens. And messages about flipping that around. I become like, oh, what did I do in the past year? And how did I grow? Or did I do enough? You know, all that. And I'd like to just have a wonderful celebratory birthday.
You know, it's interesting, my dear Catherine, because you're driven. And your OCD. And it is the ego that says, what have you done? Why haven't you saved the world yet? You know, why aren't you making more money? You know, any of these things that pop up in our head. And those words, what the angels are telling me is those words are often, that's what society would tell us. That's maybe what your parents would tell you or what the expectations are. And what you have to understand about yourself is that you are a beautifully psychic divine being who doesn't do things like other people.
I don't. My whole life.
You don't follow the path. You don't look like other people. You don't act like other people. You are not in whatever box is out there. And what we want you to celebrate every single day is how unique you are. You are doing the journey in your own way. And that's why what I said today about starting your day, learning to receive, because you kind of suck at it, really, my dear. And then looking yourself in the mirror and seeing yourself as the unique and extraordinary goddess that you are and saying, okay, I am amazing. I really want you to take a look at the good, the bad, and the ugly about yourself and understand that is what makes you so amazing. I mean, we all need to do that. And I had to do it for myself, too, because I never do things the way other people do. And I don't see things the way other people do. And it's like you feel so awkward at first. And then once you embrace that goddess, it's like, I'm cool. And, yes, I'm strong and I'm powerful and I'm a bit neurotic and I'm OCD. But, yeah, I get shit done. So you do it your way. And you celebrate you, and do not let the ego pop out of that solar plexus chakra and say that something's wrong. You just enjoy the journey. You enjoy the moment. There's no there. I want you to understand this. You're never going to get wherever there may be. There is always, always, always going to be something else for you to accomplish and some other thing because you don't do things like other people. You're like me. There's not going to be, when am I going to get there? When am I going to be done? It just gets easier and easier because it's like, I'm just going to enjoy the journey. And just enjoy the extraordinary you. And follow your joy. Keep it simple and easy and say, okay, angels, my birthday's coming up. Show me my joy. Show me my joy. And instead of looking at what have I accomplished in the past year, look at what have I learned about myself.
That's true.
What have I learned from the experience of there are no failures or successes? It's just experiences. What have I learned from these experiences and then celebrate that? Got it?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Celebrate. You are extraordinary, my dear. The more you allow yourself to see yourself as extraordinary, the more the doors are going to open for you to be even more extraordinary. You can't, there's no way to force those doors to open until you see yourself for who you really are and completely and totally accept that extraordinary, unique you. When you do that, you're going to see all kinds of amazing things happen. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Does that answer? All right, darling.
Yeah, I mean, about how do I receive, if I suck at receiving, then what's a good, accepting myself as part of that?
Yeah, did you hear the first part of this radio show?
Yes, as I was
doing. I want you to listen to it again because there's an affirmation that I have that I was talking about. Go to my website, and it's at the top of the line, there's intention magnet. Write down that affirmation.
I did.
Maybe
take, okay,
good. I want you to say that every morning. And I want you to go through the process that I described because you really need to do this. I need you to look yourself in the eyes and see the goddess there because sometimes you don't see yourself, right?
Right.
I want you to see yourself. When you open your eyes to really see you, oh, you're going to be in awe. You're going to wonder how you ever let the ego take over because it's okay to say, God, I am so cool. It's okay. I give you permission to just enjoy being you. All righty?
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Society teaches us that you know, oh, don't do that. It's conceited. Oh, God, get over it. And it's not narcissism. There's a difference between Donald Trump and looking in the mirror and understanding how unique we are. There's a difference between a narcissistic jerk and the person that says, you know, I'm really okay. So please understand that difference. And humility is a fine characteristic. And we have to balance humility with our, and it's not ego to understand that you're goddess. It's not ego to understand how unique and extraordinary you are. It is ego that tells you, what have you accomplished today? Let me see. All right, next one. 856, is this my gal in Florida? 856, you're on the air.
No, it's Anita in New Jersey.
Hi, Anita, how are you?
Hello.
I get my so many area codes, so little time, you know? Anita, how are you doing? How's my goddess today?
I'm just confirming something that you had said earlier. Yesterday, I got a phone call from a friend who she was really going to do me a really huge favor, and I had been waiting on it, like, since January. And I knew she was probably having a problem with it, but I wasn't going to bug her about it. But she called me, and she said, I'm sorry, but I just can't do it. I have to back out of it. And I had thought, you know, and for a moment there, I was a little ticked. I felt my anger. I felt disappointed. Let's put it that way, a sadness. I felt disappointed, like, wow, all this time I waited. But then it passed. I felt it, and it passed. And I said, well, you know, it's no big deal because the same way she was brought to me, something else would be brought to me. And it's so weird. I felt so much better after that. and if it had been a few years ago, I would not have recovered. I still would have been moping today. I would have felt
right.
that the bottom fell out my world, and I was like, you know, if she can't, someone else will be able to. And I just felt so much better after that.
You know, it's a good lesson for us. What happens is the ego will attach to somebody or something and says,
right.
here's the solution to my problem.
Right.
And when it doesn't work, then it's like, but what you're learning, it's funny because I had a similar experience. I work out a lot, and I've been finding
mm-hmm.
this year that in my workouts, I got strong legs, but my shoulders. And
mm-hmm.
shoulders are how we carry our life experiences. And my shoulders
oh, wow.
go out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And in my, it's heavy-duty shoulder work, you know, weights and things like that. And I have a regular chiropractor appointment every 3 weeks. I will get to the point here. It's in the same line of what you're talking. My shoulder was way out. As a matter of, you know, I couldn't even do a push-up because my shoulder would collapse. It was like something
the
inside
opposite.
There was.
My hips go out.
Oh. And I had a chiropractor's appointment. I was so excited. It's Wednesday. Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the chiropractor. Get it all lined up every 3 weeks. I get a call, and the receptionist says, I said, please tell me you're not calling to cancel the appointment today. Well, the doc was out for the next 2 days. And I made my next appointment for 3 weeks because I have a schedule, blah, blah, blah. And when I got off the phone, I was so whiny. And I was so pissed.
Mm-hmm.
I was pissed.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the same moment, like what you went through, I went,
mm-hmm.
you know, the universe takes care of everything for me. If I was supposed to go, I
right.
would be there. He would be there. The opening
right.
would be there for me. And like you, I felt a lot better. I said, okay, the universe
right.
takes care of me. By Friday,
like,
when he was back at the office, my shoulder was fine.
See?
So, yes, what
yeah.
we have to look at is, that the universe always supplies what we need. And most of the time, 99 and 9/10% of the time, the answer to whatever you have going on does not come in the way that your head can figure it out.
Exactly. That's
and
why we get crazed. Because
exactly.
you're like, that's not what I wanted. That didn't answer my – that's not what I asked for. I'm
yes.
Like, yes, it is. It is. It's in another form. That's all. This is what I've been telling a few people that I can say this too, because you can't say it to everyone because they look at you like you're crazy.
No,
and I get like, no, you missed your answer. You got your answer. You overlooked it because you were looking for something else. And, you know,
exactly.
just, I'm like, that's
it. I hope everybody's hearing
this.
You're a teacher, dear. And what you actually did, and you got to give kudos to your friend
mm-hmm.
for being able to say no. This is something
yes.
she struggles with.
Right.
You were a challenge for her. You were a blessing in her life because what happened here was an interchange of energy, whatever
mm-hmm.
you learned, but you also gave her an opportunity to say no and to do what was best for her.
She needs to learn
so,
to say that two-letter word. She really does. Ugh. Her back is breaking
so,
from not being able to say no.
And so you and comfortable enough friendship for her to do that with you.
Right.
That says volumes. Speaks volumes about the person that you are in response to her as opposed to other people in her life. So
mm-hmm.
you get a high five and an atta girl from the angels, my dear Anita, and
good.
your problem will be solved. And
I
just say,
yeah.
okay, angels, you handle it.
Right.
Let me know. Once again, clarity,
right.
give me wisdom and understanding, and, you know, show me my joy, and
exactly.
it'll all come together.
Yeah.
High five to you, girlfriend.
Because I got things
Thanks
to do. Let them handle it.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you for sharing, honey. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
You too.
You know, I love this. I have been in more of a whiny mode on so many different little occasions. Like I said, whoo, talk about energy and things changing. Whoa, baby. Okay, two more callers here. We're going to make it. 917, you're on the air. Hello there.
Hi, this is Anna calling from New York. And
hi, Anna in New York. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. What's a general message for me, please, from the angels?
Well, Anna, you are dearly loved. if you've been feeling alone lately, I want you to understand that there is an entourage around you. You're still having a little bit of a hard time letting go, but they have got your back. There is some wonderful things on your path coming up before this year is over. Right now you're going through that period of that trust and understanding how the universe works on that path, and you're learning. I know you argue with yourself a lot in regards to this, but you're learning. So you get a high five and an atta girl from the angels too. Do not let yourself get caught up with the ego making decisions for you. The more the ego shows up, the more I want you to say, okay, angels, oh, I'm releasing this to you as I've talked about in this radio show. It might be worthwhile listening to it again, but you're doing fine. You're clearing out. Your aura is clearer, and the path is opening up. Synchronicity is being created. The angels are working behind the scenes, and so don't get discouraged. You understand?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Just keep it up, girlfriend. We understand. I live in a benevolent universe. The universe has got my back. And remember, the desires of your heart are so supported. The whole universe supports what you do. So drink a lot of water, girlfriend. Take care of your physical body. Don't forget, you're in a physical body.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Take care, sweetie. Thank you, Anna. Bye-bye. 928. I know that's an Arizona number, 928. You're on the air. Hello there.
Hi, Miss Linda. It's Brianna.
Hi, Brianna. How are you?
How are you? I'm good.
You know, I am,
you know what?
Besides,
go
you
ahead.
Know, up and down whiny mode, enjoying the summer tremendously and nurturing myself. In this dramatic emotional and physical changes that are taking place, I do believe I'm getting younger. And I know that's a transition. So, how are you?
I'm good. You know, it's funny. I couldn't my app wasn't working to listen to your show. And I had to reboot my phone. I'm like, what's going on? Taking it off the Wi-Fi. So I just called in. And the moment I called in, the message I needed, you said it about fear, bam. So I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome. I know, and you all are motivated by your angels because I never plan these things. I throw up a title, okay? I have to figure it out like Monday or Tuesday. I'll throw in a title, and then the bulk of it, as you've noticed, is always the same. And it's like once I start talking, the angels just guide us with what we need to hear. So what I'm getting for you is that your aura is getting much clearer, and you get a high five and an atta girl from the angels because you are moving forward. I know sometimes you feel like you keep, you know, three steps forward, five steps back, but that's not so. And the more intense the emotions are, the more you find yourself uncomfortable in the solar plexus, the more you are releasing. And so don't forget that you are supported. You are so supported. Don't limit yourself at this point, okay, my darling?
That's wonderful. I had a quick question about my son. Remember
sure.
We discussed him? Is he out of his funk? Can I call it a funk? Has he learned what he's supposed to learn? He's we're waiting for a court date for him, and I'm hoping it comes before he's 18. And I've just been trying to detach and bless his journey, like you told me to.
You have to continue to just surround him with love and angels.
Okay.
There's a huge, remember, you know how much trouble you're having, and you understand energy.
Mm-hmm.
Think about him and how much more difficult it is for these emotions when you don't understand energy. So what you want to do, you know, you're asking me if it's what I'm feeling is that I feel like yes, it's not going to happen maybe in the time frame you hope or any of those things. What I want you to understand is, though, the process is divine.
Okay.
And the more you trust that, it's not just about detaching. It's about you completely and totally understanding that the universe has got this and that the journey needs to be made and the experiences need to be had because the end result is amazing. And that's the part where the major trust comes in. This isn't happening the way I had hoped. This isn't happening the way I had planned. And it never does. This is the hardest part for our ego to accept. But when we step into spirit, we realize, yes, everybody has their journey. And, yes, it is divine. Your lesson in this is letting go, letting the energy flow the way it needs to flow. It's all our lessons, really. And the more we get comfortable with that and the more we see things, the more our foundation shakes and we're letting go of old beliefs, and the higher in frequency you will rise. And when you can see through spiritual eyes instead of physical eyes, you understand it is so completely divine. Do you understand? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes I just have to be reminded of that.
We all do. You know, and there were some things that I was reading about the transition of this energy, and we're all going through this, you know, experiencing this transition, which is this is rocking my world more than any other year since like 2008 when everything fell apart. And I say that humbly, you know, as a teacher of 25 years teaching all this stuff.
I feel the same way.
Yes. Yeah, I say it humbly.
Why is that?
We're refining. We are refining and refining and refining into that higher frequency. My physical body has been affected in a lot of dynamic ways, so I'm trying to keep track of that, supplementing, eating right, you know, and constantly questioning what else do I need to do. But on an emotional level, you know, and then God, I literally fell down the stairs, like three steps. My daughter's with me visiting this week. I fell down three steps. And
oh,
it was
goodness.
A dance of unbelievable. And I really felt like the angels were holding me up because I ended up on the concrete of my garage on my back.
Oh.
My daughter's freaking out. Mom, are you all right? Are you all right? And I just started cracking up. I said, I couldn't have done that dance alone. I don't know how. I told my husband, I said, I ended up on my back on the concrete. I said, my daughter's like, are you okay? And it's like, yeah, I have no sore muscles. I got up. It's like, I have no idea. So it is a complete, and that describes the whole experience of being not just physically off balance, but emotionally and energetically. It's almost like I am like a few inches off the ground and my feet sometimes can't find the earth. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I think this whole year, I'm really good about, and you've helped me tremendously with my spiritual growth. And you probably don't even know that, but I'm letting you know that. I've just been.
Thank you.
I have been growing and growing and growing. And the beginning of this year, it's just everything shifted. And it really hit me in May. And I've been trying to grasp back what's, you know, that connection with my soul, my grounding. And it just.
Yes.
It has been such a struggle for me. And I don't know
why. And we can call that struggle good or bad, but basically, it's divine. And what you want to just say thank you, you know, and have a good chuckle every now and again. And understand that, you know, our very high spiritual frequency is trying to adjust in a very physical body with an ego. And the ego will tell us this is bad, this is stupid, this, you know, I'm uncomfortable. And the spirit will tell us, ooh, we're raising your frequency, you know, here you go, you're 6 inches off the ground. But it does make it really hard to walk on the planet. Yes. Okay. balance.
Okay.
We will get balance. This has been an intense year because it's crown chakra. And your statement that you made, I had another client text me and say, I can't believe this year. It's so spectacular in some ways and so uncomfortable in others. And it's like, yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. And it's intensified, and it's happening to so many because so many are accepting this frequency. But it's crown chakra. That's direct connection to source. So, right? Holding that high frequency in a physical body. And if I can land on the concrete on my back and my head, you know, and not feel a thing, we got angels.
We got angels.
We got pink bubbles. So whatever you're going through, bless it and say, okay, give me clarity and all. Just know that all is well in the world. It is divine. The transition is based on what you have requested to move up to that love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, perfect divine self-expression. And how blessed we are to be able to experience this and not have my head cracked open in the emergency room. You know, I mean, it's kind of cool.
Just bless it, right?
Exactly. So I adore you. You have validated my purpose today. Thank you so much, my dear. Hang in there. You know, continue to listen, because I know whatever I'm going through, I know other people are too. And what I found out was I actually did get to go to the chiropractor yesterday, and one leg was about a half an inch longer than the other. So there is, you know, like half of me is in a higher frequency and the other half is on a lower frequency. No wonder I can't walk, you know? So
I actually go to the chiropractor a couple times a month too, because I'm the same way. If I the energy just flows better through my body if I'm adjusted.
Yes.
And I can tell when I'm out of balance.
I sat there. My daughter was with me. My husband and I go at the same time. I got adjusted first. I'm sitting in the chair and I can literally feel the energy rushing to my head and flowing.
Mm-hmm.
Through my whole body. So, and my shoulder was way off. So it's all good.
You can feel it. And you can feel
that.
You can feel those blockages. My chiropractor gets like so annoyed with me because I'm like, nope, here and here and here.
That's what I do. Oh, don't forget, you know, and don't, and take care of this. Yes. And he just, okay. Because I've been going to him for like 25 years or whatever. And he knows I know. And so anyways, it is part of it. And I had a very light dinner last night. My energy was flowing. And you know what? I felt better walking. I felt more in balance. I felt like I was solid on the ground. So I'm not crazy. You know, once I got adjusted, it's like, oh, I get it now. And we're not crazy. We're experiencing something that we have not experienced since, well, Lumeria, which was when we first came here as spiritual beings. Didn't even have the physical body yet, but we're experiencing that high frequency in a physical body. So there are going to be these adjustments that we need to make in what we eat and how we sleep, all these different things. So, and enjoy the journey. That's why we're here. To experience this and understand our connection more clearly. So,
I think
my
ego has played. I think my ego has played a little more havoc on me this year than anything. So
yes,
that's
absolutely.
Just, that was my lesson today. That was my message.
Absolutely.
And
thank
you for that.
It has been a long time since I have been in whiny baby mode, and. Actually, in all details, my husband and I were headed out on a romantic weekend on Friday, and I was ready. And his plan was like 2:00. Well, it was 5:00 before we were able to get out of town. And by 3:30, 4:00, I was in like, God, he can't even let go of work, you know, and into whiny baby mode. And I haven't been there in so long, and I'm actually like I'm out of body. Experiencing this whiny child inside of me. And my poor husband, he tries to do the best he can, you know. And he understood
yeah.
I was in whiny baby mode, and it took me a little bit to get out of it. I just kept saying, okay, I'm releasing. But, yes, you are absolutely right. The more we get into that higher frequency, the deeper it could be from past life, it could be from this life, but the more we release. And we actually, I was you know, off balance quite a bit till we really got into relaxation mode. We got away. You know, it was really, really nice. And I came back, and I'm still, you know, I still felt a little out of balance. But when you understand that you are literally experiencing something that hasn't happened in the modern world on this planet, whew, that's why we're here. And the more knowledgeable we are, the more we can let go, the more we can just bless it as divine, the more fun we're going to have with this newfound power that's within us. So I'm all for
good.
That.
I'm
yeah.
all for that, too.
So,
and I want to tell you, I will. I wasn't able to make your class because I was in Vegas and I couldn't make it back in time. But ever do your angel therapy practitioner course again, let me know. I can get at least 3 girls to go to that.
It in all actuality, the class, I need at least 5 people to do a class, and
okay.
nobody signed up here.
No.
But what I have decided to do, and I've actually had a couple people respond, they were so happy about this, what I have decided to do is offer the class one-on-one over the phone. And it's you get your certification, we go through the whole process. It's 2 to 3 hours one-on-one. The whole thing is recorded. It is expensive. It's $350, but you get your certification. So think about that. When spirit moves me, I don't mind trying it again. I do enjoy giving the class.
Mm-hmm.
But it's tough up here to do it.
Yeah.
And it's tough in Phoenix to do it. For whatever reason, I don't know. When I go out of town, I always get 5 to 7 people easily to fill it up. But that's why I decided to offer. I have a gal in Illinois. Can you come to Chicago? And it was, you know, I couldn't make anything work there. And she's the one that said, can you do it over the phone with me? I really want this certification. And then I realized that's what the angels were basically telling me, to offer this certification over the phone. It's actually more intensive. You learn more. It's all about you. You get your certificate. You get a recording of the whole thing. And so if you decide you want to do that or if something comes up for the other way, I'll certainly let you know. It's all divine.
Sounds perfect. Thank you so much, Linda. I'm sending you so much love. Mwah.
I'm sending you so much love. You have a marvelous day, sweetie. Take care, and thank you again. You validate my purpose. Blessings.
You bet. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone. It's another wonderful Thursday, and it'll be another Thursday next week. Take care. Bye-bye.